My name is Chris Hall, and I wanted to share some thoughts about Jesus for communion. As we do every week, remember the death, burial, resurrection of Jesus. And there are two passages I want to look at that are parables of Jesus that are, it's the same parable, but a little bit different in two places where it happens. But I wanted to start with something a little, just why I'm thinking about this, is 2 years ago, almost, the Swamp, our church's camp, had a big anniversary. And I confirmed with Sunny this morning, it was the 25th anniversary of our church's camp. And so there was a big celebration and a worship service. And as we were worshiping, it dawned on me that that day, October 29th, 2017, was the 20th anniversary of my baptism. And just filled me with emotion, but it made me think more often, very frequently now, about the men who reached out to me, shared the gospel with me, came and found me in the subway in Boston to start with. And I'm going to share these two passages. One is in John. I'm sorry, not John. Matthew 18. Starting in verse 12, Jesus is in Capernaum with his disciples, and he has a little child stand up there with him, that he uses this child to illustrate some important principles. He says, "What do you think? If a man owns 100 sheep and one of them wanders away, will he not leave the 99 on the hills and go look for that one that wandered off? And if he finds it, if he finds it, I tell you the truth, he is happier about that one sheep than about the 99 that did not wander off. In the same way, your Father in heaven is not willing that any of these little ones," referring to that child with him, "should be lost." Jesus is demonstrating here the heart of God not to lose anybody. All of us at some point are lost. We're separated from God by our sins. So let's look at Luke 15, 1 through 7. Same parable. It adds something I think is really cool. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathered around to hear him. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." And then Jesus told them this parable. "Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Does he not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, 'Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep.' I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons." He doesn't use air quotes, but he might have. "Righteous persons who do not need to repent." Starting with that day a couple of years ago, it's just been on my mind a lot to thank God for the men who reached out to me. And they were the face of Jesus for me. Jesus is my shepherd. And if you're a disciple of Jesus, you're his ambassador. He calls you to participate in this shepherding work. And he calls himself the shepherd in other passages. But that's not the being found by his shepherds in training is not the end of it, because he doesn't say, "Well, I found you sheep, tag, I'm going home now," because that's not the end of it. In the second parable, the thing I thought was great was he picks up the sheep and he carries it home. And so that's also the job of the disciples, is to share the gospel and get us home, back to where we belong. So the guys who met me, two guys in Boston named Kevin and Damian, studied the Bible with me, told me about Jesus' death and burial and resurrection, how I needed him. They persuaded me using Jesus' words. And I was baptized. And I know the lost sheep stories of a lot of you. I know who met you and who study the Bible with you. It's not always the same person. My wife, Allison, was also met in the subway by a man. But there's a group of women who are some of her best friends today who studied the Bible with her that same year in 1997 and taught her about Jesus. So today, as we close in prayer, I want you to reflect on the people who went out and found you. If you're, you know, teens and other, and Nick, if you're raised in the church, you still need somebody to come find you. You need somebody to be Jesus for you, come find you, share the gospel with you. So I just urge you, if you're not a Christian, if you're not a disciple today, to think about the people Jesus has put in your life around you who are trying to share the gospel with you, share his love with you, and think about that. God loves me. He's putting people in my life to bring me back home to him. And if you are a disciple of Jesus, reflect on the men and or women who shared, who went and looked for you, first of all. Kevin and Damian were out looking for people to share the gospel with. And then think about the people who studied the Bible with you and taught you about Jesus and baptized you. Let's pray to God. Father, we thank you so much that that you go out looking for us. Your word says that you arrange times and places for us so that we can reach out to you. I just thank you so much for all the crazy circumstances you either created or used in our lives to get us to a point to hear about your gospel, hear about your son Jesus dying for us, suffering for us, his blood covering over our sins, and the hope of being reunited with him in resurrection someday. We praise you. We praise you for your goodness, your faithfulness to us, and we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.